What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are here with Aaron from Deal or No Deal Island. Aaron, it is so nice to meet you. You are definitely a fan favorite. So how are you doing today? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I thought I wasn't gonna get emotional. I'd be ready for this, but seeing Jordan and Wob reaction, it got me emotional last night. So either way, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've had such a great season. There's been so many great moments. You've been like
Yeah.
a huge personality on the show. Did you expect to get this love and this attention and to be such a key player going into it?
Going into it, no. I just thought there's like 13 big personalities. Like I'm more of a, you know, I'm kind of the regular guy. And nowadays, maybe I think they clued it into myself. I feel like I'm very much like the average dude. And I think that people really like that. They really want to see that. And they want to see like, there's the crazy personalities are fun, but they just want to see an average guy who's a little anxious and naughty and cries easily. Like that's me. There's a lot of people see that and they and so yeah, I didn't know I would be, but once they put me in the Jeep with Rob and we became friends, I was like, I see where this is going. I could become big after this.
Yeah, and we saw your bromance with Rob develop throughout the season. And
Sure.
The biggest question I have is, who would you have sent home if you won that game of Deal or No Deal Island?
Yeah. I was gonna point to Ben, you're out here. We don't we Ben and Kamari, I don't we I you know, let's keep everyone else. No, it was gonna be Stephanie.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was I didn't have it in me. I there's a bunch of people who are like there's no matter what, there's gonna be people who are gonna be aghast at that decision. Either but I really Rob had really done a lot for me. We'd gone through it all. You know, if you look back on it, like moment when Alyssa leaves and he's there and he tells me like, oh, like if any of those people give you problems, come to me. I'll deal with them. That he was see. I you there's any you know, there's times when you can when Rob's playing the game. There's times he's not. That was not a game move. That was him being really personal. So you know, he just done so much for me. I didn't have it in me.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I thought you would have got rid of Stephanie too. It would have been a good move, but you know, you and Rob relied on each other throughout the game.
Yeah.
And he needed you as much as you needed him, because you gave him a chance when no one else would. And I think that's really interesting that you brought up that he did have your back in that way, because there is times where it's a little confusing when he's being manipulative and when he's like says he
right.
genuinely cares about you. And I see your videos on Instagram, like I see the genuine bond, but I did feel like he was, you know, almost using your insecurities and your vulnerabilities to kind of use you as a pawn throughout the game sometimes. I guess it comes with the territory because it's a game, but I was just kind of wondering like what your take was on that, especially watching how the show aired.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I do think that maybe like everyone who leaves always thinks that they're not the mastermind, but they think they would charge their own actions, they did everything and like they were not manipulated. So maybe I'm wrong, but I did mention to the professionals that I leaned into it at some point. You know,
yeah.
I was looking at Jamil, Kim was like, oh, he thinks he's a master strategist. And Jamil, he's Rob's secondhand man. Well, I was Rob's like closest friend, but when Stephanie told me, oh, who was manipulating you, I was like, oh, really? Do you think she really? I make myself smaller.
Yeah.
I kind of did these small things. And I realize now that maybe it didn't come across the camera, but knowing that this is a game at the end of the day that anyone could eliminate you, I realized that everyone thought I was Rob's, Rob's minion. I was being was pulling he was pulling my strings. I leaned into it fully. I just said, cool. You don't if you think that low of me, let him think that I'm gonna win. I'll let you guys. And it makes the target even smaller on me. And nowadays, you know, I don't think I even need to do that. You know, I'm, you know, this is a game without much voting, you know, people will want to drag me to the end. So I didn't even do that, but but to answer your question, it really is really hard to trust anyone, but especially like to Rob Mariano.
Yeah.
So, it took me a while to let my guard down around him, because everyone else was a blank slate and he was a known quantity, which is could be someone who could do anything to win the game.
Yeah, no, I think that's important that you said that you really did lean into that, because I did see that, and I actually thought that it was good that you were doing that, because you could have made it to the end, and you could have won. Like I had no idea what was going to happen. Did you feel like what did you think was going to happen after? Let's say you got rid of Stephanie and you were down to the four. Were you planning on just going to doing whatever it takes to win? Were you planning on just going to the end with Rob, voting him out, or Amy? Like what was next?
So Joe tells us, like, he's like, this is like the last time to put the like money in the pot, or like last time. And I was like, and so we'd heard like before, like, oh, like this is it's different. It's not going to be the same. Like, I don't know what the format is, and we none of us knew it, but it had a feeling, like a gut feeling, like this is not like we're not gonna I'm not gonna we're not gonna do we're not gonna have to immune and safety again. This is going to be something completely different. So my assumption was like, this is the last moment. So really, at that point, like, it was the right move to limit him, but. I felt like from this point on, it was going to be every man and post for themselves. So my game plan was just to win out. And so I've always said it, like, it's really funny that the reason I didn't get there is because it's really these simple mistakes. But that's me, you know, I let myself get in my own head, and that's okay. And you know, it's a learning process. So, but yeah, it's so funny. I really did feel like this is my, I didn't, you know, the other four didn't win over me, but they did, but I lost. It was, I guess, my mindset, but yeah.
But I'm sure you're just like grateful for the experience and like the opportunity. So what have you learned like most about yourself from this show?
Yeah, I've learned to be a lot more confident and, you know, be patient with myself. You know, I was constantly in my own head, you know, second guessing myself, so, like, trust my gut. Like, it's like I was like, when I got back with that four case, I was like, why am I trying to play the middle? Why am I trying to, like, I was like, I don't know where the right side is. I'm going to take a middle case, and then I won't be. And then if I'm making the wrong choice, then it will be, the repercussions will be less. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, go with your gut. Like, my gut is saying, like if I put all the balls in Rob's vault or whatever, like, he's going to go against the banker and he's not eliminating me. So, yeah, like, credit to Stephanie. She, you know, it wasn't her lie, but she definitely made me second guess myself at times before that. So, yeah, like I said, it's really,
the confidence.
What did you say?
The confidence. Yeah, I feel like saw you gain it more each episode, and you even got like better at the challenges. Like, it's not all about like the physical strength. Like, there's like a lot that goes into these challenges. Did you have a favorite challenge or like a favorite moment from a challenge that you can like look back on and be like, that was so fun, I killed that?
Yeah. I mean, look, driving the jet ski was amazing. They said the ATV was like, I'd ride an ATV before. I'd ride it for like, to we tested it for safety reasons. So like, to see if we could do it. I could not handle this, horrible. So, but the jet ski, I was like, this is my jam. So that was a lot of fun. I think Rob probably just second guessed himself, but I'm telling everybody, I tricked Rob. I was the mastermind. I made him think that he tricked the wrong case, that bluffing challenge. That's the one I don't know if, you know, I'm gonna put myself a pat in the back, and I'm gonna say that it was really 100% me, and no percent him being second guess, you know, 100% him second guessing his own gut. But
for sure,
that was a highlight for me, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. I do want to ask about Alyssa and Stephanie. They did have like a really big blowout during that tribal, that temple, and Alyssa, your best friend, ended up going home. You were really upset that night. That was maybe probably your lowest point of the season.
For sure.
What upset you so much about that?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, because I think it's funny. Everyone who analyzed the situation, I think Stephanie actually got it the most. I saw another interview with Stephanie. She points out the fact that I had an argument before, and I always struggled with it, and Alyssa was there. And then this time, I had this argument, and it's and I'm like, I feel like crap because she's like, because I felt like at one point I looked at Alyssa and I apologized for, because I didn't defend her, because Stephanie's really giving to her, I think nowadays that was the right thing. They should have just had words and let it all out, because you got to air out your frustrations. But I was there at the time. I was like, I really wanted to stand up for my friend. So I wish I did, and she said no one did. She whispered that under her breath. I know she didn't mean for me to hear it. So it really hit me, you know. I felt like I'd let my friend down. So, it was a combination of the argument, the stress creating the argument, and Alyssa had really become a support system. So, you know, in this game, you do have to use people for support. You know, you don't have your family, you don't have your friends, but I think you do have to really understand that at the end of the day, like, your support system can be limited at any point. So juggling that was hard. So nowadays I can figure that out, but you need to go through it for me to learn that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You need a friend in this game, because, you know, everyone is out for themselves. And for you sure. guys were in the minority alliance, at least from the show. It was like you, Alyssa, and Rob. Did you know that there was this Night Owls alliance, and that they were having all these plans and trying to get rid of you guys, and that there was a, it was a lot of them. It was almost all of them except for the three of you at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I didn't know the name of it. I think Alyssa knew the name of it because of Dawson, but I didn't know the name of it. But yeah, it was obvious. Like it was like they people got personal offers and they shared it with their partners. Like Nick got one in studio with Stephanie in Vlog points. I was like, that's gonna bond them. Sure enough, I 100% agree. They bonded since then, maybe before then, but you could tell they were super close. And you know that was in. So like I always think this is always my. I always give myself a pat on the back for this. Like I knew I was kind of the minority alliance, but look like. I could see it like Raw. I found people who I think Alyssa and Raw. I think Alyssa was the second best competitor there. She was super athletic, and I think like you can see like she tricked Nick in the bluffing competition. They are great competitors, and as well as people who are very who have the potential to be you know conniving and they know the game. So I found two of the biggest targets in the game, and I hid behind them. So I you know I was pretty I felt you know I felt like obviously you know worried, especially when you know the only time I really felt worried to be eliminated was Dawson and Amy. I knew you can ask her. She was gonna eliminate Alyssa that time, which not that it mattered, the biggest bonus. But yeah, I knew I had the two biggest shields in the game. So yeah, it was I didn't we don't want to be the minority alliance, but I was in a good position.
Yeah, and it's also like it's not like everyone's voting each week. Like there's challenges that can keep you safe. So there is a lot of ways to make it farther without
Sure.
being the most popular. But it'll be interesting to see how it ends. Because like you were saying, every week is different. There's a new twist, there's a new turn, there's a new challenge. So
Yeah.
it's like we don't know what to expect with the final four and how that's gonna go with all the money. So we only have a couple minutes left. I do want to know your prediction, maybe what you want to see happen. And can you tease if like everyone comes back at least to participate in any way, like the
I
old
don't know. I don't know
contestants?
if I don't know if I can do that. But we that was a
Okay.
that was a theory. Like we all kind of like we all like. Like, huh? Like, because Deal or No Deal is like the idea is like you, it's like you have your family and friends right next to you. So we were like, where's our family and friends? Are they gonna come in? So I thought it was either that or the other thing, but
Yeah.
that or family and friends or we come in. But either way,
Okay.
when I left the game, I was like, look, I really feel like I've squashed things with Amy and Steph. We were definitely on opposite sides. Definitely had things that were said, and I said things that maybe weren't aired as well. So it's really, it's, you know, like I said, they're not villains. They're three dimensional
Players.
people. Like, they're human beings. So, but at the end of the day, like I'm super close with Robin and Jordan, and that was the, I don't know who I was rooting for then, and I don't know who I'm rooting for now. It's because you know Rob is one before, so you kind of so, but he's so I'm so close to Rob. I really don't want to root against Rob, but. So it's really like I would love to see either of them win. Rob because he's one of my close friends, and Jordan because she's not only one of my closest friends, but like it's a new person winning. Like that'd be so much fun. So one of the two.
Okay, well, time will tell. I can't wait to see what happens on the
I
finale.
know.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Aaron. I was so excited to chat with you. I loved watching you on the show all season.
No problem.
Where can everybody find you and follow you?
So most of my social media is on Instagram. They call me Don't Call Me AA1 AYAY. I've said it before. No one has my name, Aaron Barbell. If you search me on other social media, I should change them. I'm gonna eventually change them and have them all be the same name. But just search me on social media, unless it's a fake account, you'll probably find Aaron Barbell. It's me. So, but yeah, follow me on Instagram and I love to keep in touch with fans.
Okay, I love that. All right, well, thank you so
Yeah,
much, Aaron. We'll talk to you later.
sounds good.
All right, bye, everybody.
Yeah.